All right, good morning, Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Saw something interesting on my way into work today. You know, I live in St. Matthews, so I don't necessarily see things like you would maybe in the country. So maybe this is not out of the ordinary for you necessarily, but I think I saw a coyote. Maybe not a wolf. Not a wolf. Wolves are really big. But this was like, I was driving through this neighborhood, this little wooded neighborhood area, to try to get out to like Shelbyville Road, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I see what looks like a dog kind of, you know, it's like 3:45 in the morning, right? So
yeah.
There I see like what looks like a dog maybe running alongside the edge of the woods or the edge of the tree line, I should say. And I'm like, what? I do like a double take. I'm like, what is that? Is that a dog? And then I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm still kind of sleepy. I haven't drank any coffee yet. I'm just kind of looking and I'm like, man, is that a coyote? And then I start thinking, I'm like, man, I never once worried about a coyote where I live.
Yeah. Well, we hear them all the time out in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So now I haven't seen one, but you hear them all the time.
Well,
talking to your friends.
Well, I think I just so are they're pack animals, right? So where there's one, there's more.
Yeah.
Now I'm trusting that you're kind of I'm looking to you as the sort of expert on this matter, just because you don't live inside the city limits.
Sure, I don't, but that doesn't make me a coyote expert.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I've heard them, and when I hear one, I hear lots.
Okay, it wasn't making any noise. It was just kind of keeping to itself, and I only saw one.
Okay,
and it was kind of you know, like I said, running along the tree line there, and then I started thinking, I'm like, man, I have two outside cats, and it wasn't. I shouldn't say it was like super close to my house. It was maybe about a half mile away from my house.
Okay. So did you stop and just say, hey, can you leave the cats alone?
No, definitely didn't. But would they mess with cats? I would imagine they would.
Well, yeah. 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 You got to watch your animals.
I mean, I don't think they're going to, you know, sit there and play cards and smoke cigarettes or something.
No, I don't think they're going to do that. They're not going to have play dates.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, I've seen deer in my neighborhood, but that was the first time I've ever seen a coyote.
Wow.
Or at least what I think is a coyote. It had like the little ears that stuck up and it looked like a dog. So, I mean.
Nature.
Kind of like a coyote, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's exactly what they look like.
Is
a species of canine, native to North America.
All right, so you're Googling it right now?
Yes, I am, yes. They do look very close to wolves.
Right,
so,
right. No, yeah. Wolves are very, very big. I know this wasn't a wolf, but
yes,
could have been a coyote, so wow.
Yeah.
All right. I had a little bit of a rush this morning as
right.
I was headed into work. I'm like, wow.
You saw some nature.
I've never seen a coyote before I've seen a coyote before, but just not this close to my house. So,
well, there you
something
go.
Something new.
They're coming for you.
I guess I'm going to have to move. I mean, because once coyotes start infiltrating the neighborhood.
There goes the neighborhood.
There goes the neighborhood.
Yeah. Dang it.
Ah, shoot. All right. So, hey, today we've got Fall Out Boy tickets to give away on the show right around 8 o'clock. So that's kind of exciting. What else happened over the weekend that was exciting for you?
Not a lot. We, you know, the daughter was a little under the weather, so we were supposed to have two field hockey games. We did not have two field hockey games for her. So, yeah, we just kind of laid low, planted trees.
Is she feeling better?
Yes. Yeah, she's feeling better. I think it was more of like allergies, but, you know. Still had the scratchy throat and the cough.
Allergies in this area of the country?
I know. Very unusual.
Right.
Just like coyotes.
I know. Just like coyotes.
Uh-huh.
All right. Coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
Now, I'm calling it a feel-good. Could be a little setting the bar, but mostly feel-good. From Indianapolis. And it has to do with the Golden Corral.
Now, Kelly, you say this could be a feel-good or a feel-bad?
Well, no, not a feel bad. A setting the bar, maybe.
Oh.
Mostly feel good, though. We go to the Golden Corral in Indianapolis.
All right.
Where we're there for 12 hours.
Mm.
With a girl named Madison B. She goes by @UG_Madison on TikTok.
All right.
And she says that she thought she'd get kicked out after several hours, but she wanted to get her money's worth. She wanted to eat for $12 and try to eat as much as she could, like all the meals. And she said, I was just curious to see what it would be like to be there all day, what times were the biggest, busiest times. The manager saw her several times, simply just kind of asked that she move tables for dinner. Said the wait staff was very nice. The waitress midday did clear her table, thought she might have left.
Mm-hmm.
But then she was gracious, setting her up again. Now, would she recommend staying from 8:30 in the morning till 8:30 at night? No.
Wow.
She said one meal should leave you very satisfied, but her favorite was breakfast. And she said she might hit up other buffets in Indy to try her all-day feast again.
So it was, it's a special. It's like a...
$12
and so it's
buffet.
A $12 all buffet, eat. All you can eat. Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
And she was like, yep, okay. I'm going to try to stay and get my money's worth.
So she was actively eating the entire time?
She was grazing. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. She was kind of like she'd take a grape here and there just to kind of keep it going in between. But yeah, 12 hours at the Golden Corral. And so it was a couple, it was like an experiment on a couple of levels. A, she wanted to see like how much she could eat for $12.
All right.
And B, to see if she'd get kicked out after a couple of hours. But so, she said everybody was lovely.
So this is, I guess, how is this a feel good?
It's feel good because she ate for $12.
Oh, okay.
Three meals.
All right.
All day.
All right. So,
that is economical.
All right. I was trying to reel it in, trying to figure out how we
that
were making it feel good.
That is economical. That is a score. She ate all day for $12.
All right.
I mean, that kind of makes her a little bit of a hero.
Sure.
Now you're going to have to put 12 hours in at one restaurant. That's the kind of the setting the bar part. And
yeah.
She's like, yeah, I'm probably not going to do that again.
All right.
At Golden Corral. But she's going to try other buffets in the area and just see how, you know, they react to her being there all day and see if they are going to let her do the same thing.
She's going to make herself known in that city for one thing or another.
That's right. The buffet girl.
All right.
So we'll tweet out the story. It's pretty funny. HAS had it. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. Well, well, well. $522 million estimated jackpot, the Powerball tonight, the drawing here in about 16 and a half hours. I don't know.
Still got time to get a ticket then.
Yeah. Yeah, as you're, you know, going out, running some errands today, maybe stop by Powerball and maybe pick up a ticket. Again, $500 million, not a bad way to go. If you decide on the cash option, you're looking at about $250 million. So, I mean, the government's going to take theirs, but you are going to walk.
Still a good Monday.
Yeah, you're going to walk away with $252 million, which I... It's getting almost too big for me to play.
Oh, getting almost too big?
Yeah, it's getting almost too big for me to play. Like
I thought that was already like way too big for you to play. Because you only won, what, a couple million?
Yeah, I've typically said I'll stick to the ones that are like 100 million and less. Just, you know, because I want to stay grounded.
Right. Hashtag don't change.
I don't want to change.
Uh-huh.
Right. But, you know, I might be tempted. I mean, with $500 million just to see. And you know, it might be nice, maybe not to win the entire thing, but if I walked away with, you know, a few $100,000 or something like that.
Wait.
Yeah,
that
wouldn't be too bad.
$252 million to, I would be happy with a couple of $100,000.
Well, I'm just saying if I like matched some of the numbers, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Gotcha.
Don't they have levels of which you can win?
There could be.
Isn't that the way?
Yes.
Okay. Again, yeah. I'm asking...
Not, but it's not always the case.
Again, I'm asking you to be the expert on something that I know you're not the expert on.
Well, thank you. Why? Why do you repeatedly do that, though?
Because I like to see how you answer with confidence, regardless.
Sure. I'm probably still gonna.
All right.
laughs first, loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Mean, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where we sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this trophy that I'm holding in my hand right now and for bragging rights rolling into the next week.
You possess the bragging rights currently, right?
I do. Okay. Yeah, losers go first. So, Kelly, that would be you.
Great. Thank you. You ready?
Yep.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My daughter told me she wanted to date a soccer player.
Oh.
I told her to look for the least active player on the field. He's a keeper.
Yes. I heard on the news that there's a guy stealing tires from police cars.
Oh.
Yeah. I understand the police are working tirelessly to solve the crime.
Right. Tirelessly. Literally. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Wife asked her husband, are you sometimes surprised how little people change? And I said, actually, the husband said, actually, the process is the same. They just have tiny clothes.
Ah. Yes. Semantics. $5 bill walks into a bar, Kelly.
Yeah.
Bartender says, you're going to have to leave. Singles night.
Gotcha. I would like to see it grow legs and walk into a bar, though.
Yep.
That did paint a picture.
Thank you.
In my brain. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My balloon elephant wouldn't fit on the back seat of the car.
No.
So I had to pop the trunk.
Kelly, I got caught speeding going 70 in a 30.
Ooh!
Yeah, 3 days later, I got a letter through the door that said, speeding fine. I don't know what to believe.
Yeah. I don't think it's fine.
It was fine.
I don't think it's fine, though. Probably
speeding
not.
Fine.
No, it's... Hey, okay. I'll explain it later. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Interviewer says, how do you explain this 4-year gap on your resume?
Oh.
I said, well, that's when I went to Yale.
Oh.
Interviewer said, that's impressive. You're hired. I said, thanks. I really need this job.
Okay. That was mm-hmm. good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my uncle used to say, time heals all wounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely guy, terrible paramedic.
Oh. Yeah. Probably needs a little bit more immediate attention.
Yes.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
In an interview, boss asked me, do you have any experience? I told him, yes, this is my 20th interview.
Ah, a lot of experience doing these interviews.
Uh-huh.
You know, I dated a zombie a long time ago, Kelly.
Oh!
Yeah. When we broke up, she fell apart.
Ouchie.
Yeah, she was dead anyways.
Got it.
Hashtag zombie.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
You know, the first computer dates back to Adam and Eve?
Uh-huh.
It was an Apple with limited memory. Just one byte, then everything crashed.
Oh, okay.
Biblical humor,
Biblical humor, right?
Yeah.
My fitness instructor advised me to wear loose clothing while exercising.
Yeah?
I would not have joined the gym if I had any loose clothing.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
Got it. Yeah, everything's a little snug.
Yep.
Hey, Ben, fun fact. Before the crowbar was invented, crows drank at home.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kelly, what's a whale without undies?
What is a whale without undies?
A free willy!
Did you have to helicopter? Did you have to? Did you have to?
I didn't pan the camera down.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for keeping your pants on.
Who says I have my pants on?
Ben! What is three letters and starts with gas?
What?
A car.
What do you call a boat carrying penis-shaped potatoes?
Oh my God, what? What?
A dictatorship.
We both lost on that one. Is that a draw?
It might be.
I feel like that's a draw.
It might be.
That's a draw. You follow up your whale underwear joke with that.
Dictatorship.
That's a 1-2 punch.
Dictatorship.
That's a 1-2 punch, sir.
All right, there you go.
I guess it stays put. The trophy stays put for another week.
That's going to be in neutral land for a week.
There you go.
Because your dictatorship took us both down.
So you laugh, you lose.
All right, this is a setting the bar story. Kelly, describe what this would be.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right, so wouldn't it be great if you could just kind of part traffic? Get to work in half the time. Everybody just like moved over for you as you were driving on the road.
Yeah, it's not going to happen though.
So this is setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally pulling people over without knowing it, then you're doing okay.
How are we doing that?
You're like, how are we doing that? Right, exactly. So this lady in Salt Lake City was driving around in a Dodge Charger, right? She just bought this. It was used. It was a used car that she bought. And then she noticed, like, people in front of her just kept pulling over. And they'd either let her pass or they'd, like, literally pull over to the side of the road and stop. She had no idea why. Until she saw a photo released by the police that was of her car.
Oh, my gosh.
It turned out this car was modified. The fog lights could flash any color you wanted, and whoever owned the car before her had set them to red and blue.
Oh, no.
So it looked like an unmarked cop car. So whenever she had the fog lights on, it looked like there was a cop pulling her over pulling you over.
Oh, gosh. So then were they accusing her of impersonating a police officer and doing that on purpose?
Well, that's exactly right.
Just the way the vehicle appeared, it looked suspicious to this individual. So they took a photo of the car and they called 911 to report the suspicious circumstance.
Yeah, so...
Vicious circumstance. There is someone impersonating a police officer and pulling people over.
Yeah, yeah. But however, when she saw the post by the police... She turned herself in and was like, hey, that's my car. Like, I don't, and she kind of explained everything. And so then the police determined that it was really just kind of an innocent mistake. And,
but then does she have to get the modifications unmodified?
Well, she did.
Okay.
She did that.
That's good.
Yeah. She had the lights removed. So
that's probably best because she's still going to continue having that issue.
Yeah. I mean, you can't impersonate a police officer.
No, yeah, but she wasn't trying to do that.
Right. As many times as you may want to, like, put one of those, like, little siren things on top of your car and be like, get out of my way!
And she was probably like, well, this is kind of great. Everyone is getting out of my way.
I know. She probably had a moment or, you know, several weeks where she was just like, well, this is kind of fun.
This is kind of neat. Not really sure what's going on, but I'm not going to question it.
I know. She was legit scratching her head until she saw her car posted on the Salt Lake City Police Facebook page. So anyways, again, setting the bar, not really her fault, but just a stark reminder, right?
Sure.
So,
and maybe just a little cautionary tale, like the next time you're going to buy a car that may have lived a previous life as a police car or resembles one strongly, let's make sure it hasn't been modified.
Now I have seen several like former police cars on the road, you know, because you'll see those spotlights kind of still mounted on the driver's side, you know, window.
Yes.
And you can sometimes even see, you know, where they've pulling the decals off of the car,
yep.
where the, you know, the police writing used to be, But I had a friend who had an old police car, and he was like, it's the greatest car in the world. He's like, it goes, you know, it's souped up. It's got a lot of torque in the engine there. And and yeah, it's a great car to have. But yeah, if that was happening legally, you know, the police released the car back into the wilderness to live a new life. So now you've bought used before, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Do you know any backstory of your former cars?
Well, no, because I bought them from, you know, dealerships. So I was pretty confident that they would have figured out and or, you know, addressed any issues of any former life that it might have lived. But no, they were pretty clean.
All right. A little PSA if you are getting a PSL. They don't actually put pumpkin in your pumpkin spice flavored beverage, okay? It's just, it's spice. It's the pumpkin spice, right? Have you dove into the pumpkin spice world yet? I know you.
No.
I know you got your house fall ready.
Yes, I do the decor, but I don't drink the pumpkin spice.
I'm not saying drink. I'm just saying anything spice related.
No.
Maybe you're missing out. The top pumpkin spice foods from each state, at least this is what we're Googling here in Kentucky, it's Oreos, pumpkin spice Oreos.
Pumpkin spice Oreos?
Which I could be on board with that.
Really?
What do you mean, really?
Okay. I don't
maybe
know
not a chocolate cookie. Maybe it's a vanilla cookie with a
That makes more sense.
A pumpkin spice cream. That's what I'm saying.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
I was just immediately thinking the chocolate cookie, and it just didn't make sense in my brain.
Mm. So pumpkin spice red vines, apparently in California, which I don't know. The red vines are like Twizzlers, which you're not a big fan of Twizzlers anyway.
No, we went through that whole thing where we made a video of me trying it for the first time. Didn't go well.
Yeah, well, which I think, anyways, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but I still think you're ridiculous for not liking Twizzlers.
Sure.
However, pumpkin spice red vines, I'm not exactly sure if I could be on board with that. Indiana is looking up pumpkin spice cream cheese. Now, I could be on board with that.
That could probably work.
I don't know if you're making it yourself or if like Philadelphia makes it, makes a pumpkin spice cream cheese, but, you know, something to spread on bagels or on like, pita chips or something like that.
Sure. Now, that kind of it seems like it's in the same family as like that cinnamon butter that you get. Like, what is it? Texas Roadhouse?
Oh,
has
yeah.
Cinnamon butter. Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like it can be in that family.
For sure.
So like pumpkin spice butter could probably work.
A pumpkin spice butter I would be on board with as well.
I feel like that could work.
Yeah, any sort of like thing that you would normally spread on something, if you modified it to be pumpkin spice,
yeah,
I feel like I'd be down with it. Now, we did talk about the fact that there are several new pumpkin spice products on the market, one of them being pumpkin spice, or I should say dumpkin spice, butt wipes, right?
Oh, yeah, we didn't need to revisit that.
Well, I'm revisiting it because I got them in the mail.
Oh,
I ordered
them. Okay. Oh, all right.
I ordered them. I got them in the mail. I got a big old pack of three big packages of this pumpkin spice. So
great.
I feel like it should be able to last me the season.
And has it enhanced your experience yet?
I will say, I have enjoyed using, like, revisiting the whole toilet wipe, you know, the moist towelette, if you will. Because that was something that is, you know, because once you no longer have like little kids in the house anymore, a lot of times that stuff just kind of goes by the wayside. Because
listen, when you had to throw in moist, it just made it worse. It's aggressive.
What, moist towelette is what it is, right?
I know. We all hate that word, though. Don't we hate that word? We hate
that word. So I get them, and I have started using them. And yes, they are fantastic smelling.
They're delightful.
That's yes, great. They are delightful. Okay. So much so that my wife and I, when my daughters who were visiting from college came, and they stopped by the house. You know, it's like they had a. We were like in a generous mood and, you know, hey, would you like to take a packet of these?
Oh, my God.
Back to your dorm room.
Can I guess the reaction?
Yeah.
Can I guess the reaction?
Sure.
Dad.
So
what are you doing?
Close. Close. I believe Isabella's words, give or take a couple key words, were, I will never put anything pumpkin spiced in that area of my body.
I know.
She said,
I don't need to pumpkin spice my butt. Thanks, Dad.
She used the never word.
Yeah.
Which is a very final word.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will never. And I'm like, listen, you don't know what you're missing out on.
Well, they're fine with it, though. Truly.
Apparently they are.
They probably know that they'd probably get judged by their friends if they had that at their apartment.
I mean, perhaps.
Yeah.
If someone goes and uses their restroom while they're visiting in their dorm room and
they probably
see
saw that, they're like, Dunkin' wipe? What?
Of pumpkin spice flavored. I shouldn't say flavored. What's the better?
No.
Scented.
Scented.
Yeah,
yes.
Not tasting them. That's pumpkin spice scented moist towelettes on the back of their toilet.
Ashley's like, the M word. Yes. No, we're triggered by the M word.
What,
stop
moist?
It. Yes!
See, I thought that was something that we were done with. We were like over the fact of being over moist.
No, we're not over the trauma. That word's always going to be traumatizing. It's just jarring and...
All right, anyways.
Especially when you're talking about wipes that you use. Anyway, Jessica, she said that a pumpkin spice Oreos at Kroger, definitely a chocolate cookie.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a little different. I think I could probably still be on board with that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I try it. I try anything once.
Of course, we understand that with your Dunkin' wipes.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
Great.
Leaves you feeling fall ready.
Really?
Yes.
You see, you need to emerge from your bathroom experience feeling.
Yes, you almost want to have your fists on your hips as you're walking out of the restroom going, all right, I'm ready. Where are my Uggs? Where are my flannels? Let's go. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Kelly K.
So there was a Costco worker there in California, just was honored as Employee of the Month, which actually was a goal that he set for himself on August 1st.
Okay.
And he's just now achieved it because of this. His name's Johnny. He was putting cases of water away when one of the pallets kind of caught his eye because it was on an envelope, which turned out had nearly $4,000 inside.
Oh, wow.
So he told the manager and was able to track down the owner by looking at the Costco membership card in the envelope and checking video surveillance. And he said it was crazy because my manager walked me outside and the member was right there. Mm. And she told me, oh, you know, I was going to, you know, thank you so much for finding this.
Right.
That's for my kids to go to school. Wow. And he's like, well, I'm happy to help. And there you go. Employee of the month.
Look at that.
Because he did the right thing.
Okay.
Yes. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Good morning, Lily.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for allowing us to talk to you about this. Will you go ahead and explain what's going on here?
All right. So a little backstory. All my life, I had this dream of living on a farm. And it just kind of seemed like a really great way to go. Like, bring your own food. It's all there for you. Caring for animals. Farmers markets are so cute. It's like this little pleasant little life, you know?
You got all this because of going to farmers markets?
Kind of. I mean, I don't know. I'm a little bit of an organic girl, but...
Sure.
Long story short, I mean, I never thought it would really happen. But a few years ago, my father had mentioned this dating website for farmers, and I actually fell in love with an actual farmer.
Oh, wow. Success.
And we ended up getting married last year.
Oh, oh, wow. Well, congratulations.
He's just amazing and everything I've ever wanted in a husband.
Uh-huh.
You're a legit farmer's wife. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of living the dream.
Uh-huh.
But? In reality, the farm life isn't really the life that I thought it would be.
Oh,
yeah.
It's hard.
Hard work, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's working sometimes 12 to 15 hours a day, especially during the harvest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And every single day, he has to get up before dawn to milk the cows and do all the other chores.
Uh-huh.
And the work is dirty. So he's always filthy, which I can't stand.
Oh, gosh. All right.
And, you know, he's really good about not tracking dirt in the house, but it's still really annoying because I can't even hug him because he's got soot all over his body.
Yeah, he's just got farm dirt and chicken poop and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this really isn't how I pictured farm life. And I kind of want out. Like, I kind of feel like Paris Hilton got stuck on the farm, you know, like.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You're simple life.
Like a fish out of water a little bit.
I want to leave the farm life, but, like, not the marriage. So, I mean, I'm not really sure what to do because I doubt he'd want to start another career that could take us back to the city.
Mm-hmm.
The farm has been in his family for, like, generations back. So. I really don't know what to do. I feel guilty.
Have you thought about, like, diving in to help with the farm work and, like, work alongside him?
Oh, I'm sure she does
help
that.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just, too much.
Too much even, like, for me. So, I don't know.
How do you say just kidding on a life you thought you wanted after seeing and living and being a part of that lifestyle for a year?
So, yeah, and I'm the one who seeked out the farmer dating app. Like, come on, that's why I asked for that.
Yeah, and he's a generational farmer, so I don't think that he's going to. Unless, have you talked to him about it? Have you suggested, hey, if you weren't a farmer, what do you think you'd do with your life? And then that could open the conversation.
Well, he said he wanted to be an English teacher, so maybe he would move. I don't know. But he hasn't abandoned his family.
Yeah.
You know, I know that my family on my mom's side are farmers or have farming in their lifestyle. And I know that my aunt and uncle, at one point, when they realized that they couldn't manage the farm, they basically, I don't know, like rented the farm out. Now, I don't want to give you like, because I don't know the specifics necessarily, like, but I feel like they like rented the farm out to someone who would actually manage the farm, and they would just, they still lived in their house, but they did other things other than farmed. So I don't know if that's an option or not, but
like just hire people to run the farm for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, like Lily,
they would like property manager. Hire like other small farmers, I guess.
Yes, yeah, so I don't, again, don't ask me for specifics. I don't know them. But but Lily, I got to be honest, we're already getting people that are saying, hey, you know, you chose this life, you know, you got to stick it through on our text line. But this is what group therapy is all about. So we've got a lot of people, you know, hopefully we can give you several options. But seriously, like I would almost look into the see if someone can like manage your farm for you. If that's something that your husband wants to do, you know, I don't want you to like try to force him out of it, but I understand your unhappiness too. So
I mean, you know, nowadays you can hire anyone to do anything, so you know, it might work.
Lily, good luck, keep us posted, and like I said, you know, we got a lot of people already chiming in on maybe ways you can approach this.
Okay, thanks. I mean, hopefully I figure something out. I asked for it, I really did.
That is true. That is true. All right, Lily. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Who else?
Many people are pointing that out. And a lot of people are just like, listen, is this real? She thought that farming was going to be cute, like hanging out at farmers markets.
How many have this theme song stuck in their head?
Let's take two girls.
Yeah.
We'll feel the rich from the bright lines.
Well, it's somebody mentioned Green Acres too. Now that's a really old reference.
Yeah,
but
for sure. Yeah,
same thing.
All right, I don't know how much advice we can give Lily, but other than the people that are like, well, you know, you asked for it, this is what you get, and how can you realize farming wouldn't be tough? If we can weed through those and get to some actual like, hey, maybe you can suggest this to your husband, or maybe this is an approach that you can take.
Yeah, Tara's the same thing. She's like, these comments do not pass vibe checks.
Right.
It sucks that the life she's living isn't what she expected it to be, but y'all are harsh.
Yeah.
You need to sit down and talk to the guy, figure out if they can work a way to have both.
All right. Well, any advice? I don't know if you've been in this situation because it seems very unique. But if you've got some advice to pass on, we'd love to hear your story. So we've got a little predicament, and it involves our dear friend, Lily.
Let's take two girls, we'll feel the rich.
Is she the first listener that now gets a theme song? Because I feel like this is her theme song.
I feel like it is her theme song. It's the theme song from The Simple Life, right? So, yeah, she got on a farming dating website at the suggestion of her dad, found a farmer, liked going to farmers markets, and thought, you know what, that sounds fun. And so now she's realizing after marrying one that this ain't the lifestyle for her. All right?
Yeah, and so she's just kind of like, she has some regrets now. Like, this is not turning out to be what I thought it would be. She loves farmer markets, and she thought, you know, they're cute. So farm life can be cute, hanging out with animals and having some fun, but it's a lot of hard work, sun up to sun down.
Yep.
Angela said, on the flip side, this is her entire life. she shouldn't live her whole life miserably. Talk to your husband. Mm-hmm. You all should both be happy. Like, you know, he's a generational farmer. So we're thinking there's no way that he's going to live that life.
I mean, unless he inherited it and he was like, you know what? This ain't for me either. Like
that could very well be.
I don't want to get stuck doing this or whatever for the rest of my life.
Yeah, there was no choice. He had to continue on with it, but it wouldn't be his first choice. And that's where maybe she needs to. I suggested she starts a conversation like, hey, if you weren't farming, what do you think you'd do with your life? And see if that gives her any insight.
Sort of, right.
Yeah, as to if he did have some sort of, you know, desire to do something else.
Now, she did say that he had thought about teaching at one point. So
English teacher. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Maybe there's something like that. Now, Melissa, you are married to a farmer. You're 30 years in. Any advice?
She needs to know, accept that if he's a generational farmer, he's not going to leave that life.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Is there a way to kind of fall in love with it? Is there a way she can kind of dive in and embrace the life?
Well, she either accepts that he's gonna, that's first to him. And I know that sounds crazy, but that life will be first to him always.
All right.
That's what I've come to accept. I love him.
Yeah, if you love the man, you're gonna put up with dealing with the farm, right?
Exactly. And this life.
Mm.
Brandon says, suck it up, Buttercup. Yeah. Farming is hard. And Brooke said, all I can think about when I heard this is, in an Owen Wilson voice, wow.
Lisa said, as a former farmer's wife, did she not realize the life commitment before she got married?
Well, but apparently not.
Apparently not. She said, you know, that this is the family's life's work. Get on board or get out. It's your life, too. So, man, I think there's some tough decisions, some tough thoughts about it, especially if this is one of those like, ooh, you mean I got to get up before the sun? My work's not done at 5 o'clock. I can't just punch a time card. And
he's dirty all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So that's.
Now, Lisa did say, I hopped on the four-wheeler, fed newborn calves, took the guys lunch and drinks, whatever I could do. Mm-hmm. I finally was able to talk my husband into taking vacations and breaks on Friday or Saturday nights.
Yeah.
It's either, you know, you get on board or you get out.
Yeah.
And Jen said, my cousin is a farmer's wife. She got a group of farmer's wives together and started a support group.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe that's something that, Lily, you can look into.
Yeah, so, that could be helpful.
All right. Thank you for all the comments. And if you want to throw your comment in, you can. Facebook is a great place for that. At Ben and Kelly Show. Keep us posted, Lily. That is group therapy. All right. Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Anna calling us from Madison. Hi, Anna.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Anna's got dirty blonde hair, kind of like you, Kelly.
Great. Emphasis on the dirty.
Anna's got dirty blonde hair. She drives a Hyundai Venue. Is that one of those hybrid ones?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. All right. That's great.
Might be.
That is classic. All right.
We'll look it up later.
She works at a hospital there in Madison, and she is getting married in December.
Ooh, I love that.
What? By the way, what day? Do you have a day picked out? Because I have a December anniversary.
December 3rd.
Oh, all right. It's not mine, but all right. Yeah, mine is December 7th. So December, you'll find, is a difficult month for presents because you got an anniversary and you got Christmas in the same month.
Why are you telling her that?
No, I'm just saying.
It feels a little like you're poo-pooing her choice.
No, December's a beautiful month to get married because you got the colors. A lot of times everything is already decorated, so you can save a little money.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing and magical.
Anna, what was the noise you made the first time you saw your husband-to-be naked?
Oh,
why, sir? That was such a sharp left turn. We're all caught up in the magic of a December wedding. You don't have to answer that. Play the game.
All right, little kid, drunk adult. Kelly, explain to Anna how it all works.
Oh, well, fortunately, we get to hear stories that are not about you, okay? That's the best part. Uh-huh. And you have to figure out, did this happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. First one. First one's kind of a Debbie Downer, but all right, here we go. First one.
I dropped my mom's ashes in my jacuzzi.
Oh. Did you catch that?
Yes. I say little kid.
Little kid, all right.
Gosh, if it's a little kid, it's twice as tragic, right? Because then she lost her mom as a little kid. Oh. I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to say drunk adult.
All right. Kelly's going to say drunk adult. Anna says little kid. It's...
I was a drunk adult.
Oh.
Okay, yes. Okay. Drowning her sorrows, probably,
wow.
In the drink.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
I was pretty hammered that day on tequila, and my sister had come over to get my mom's ashes because I was moving in a few weeks, and I was carrying them out to her. She was in the backyard.
Oh, no, no.
And I tripped over a rug.
No.
And fell into the jacuzzi, spilling my mom's ashes in the water.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That happened.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, you're 0 for 1, Anna, to add insult to injury there. They get better.
Wow.
All right. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I was at a sleepover. Took my clothes off in the living room and laid down and went to bed right then and there.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Drunk adult?
Drunk adult. All right.
I see. The whole I was at a sleepover makes you think it's a little kid, and that's the obvious answer, right? That's, I mean, because little kids have sleepovers.
Right.
So... I will go with you on drunk adult.
You're both saying drunk adult.
Thinking it's not the obvious answer.
Okay.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah!
Drunk adult.
It feels very weird that we're applauding drunk adults.
One of my girlfriends had come home from college for the summer, and she had a big sleepover. Uh-huh, we were drinking wine coolers and watching rom-coms, and I had fallen asleep during it, so my friend woke me up to go to bed. Apparently, I was fine in that moment with bed being right where I was. Stripped down, grabbed a blanket, and passed out in their recliner.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
There you go.
So we figured out that she sleeps naked. That's great.
Yes, exactly. But who else? I mean, am I the only one? No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
I can't do that.
You can't do it?
I've tried to sleep naked before. Like, I've made a concerted effort to do it, and it's just not comfortable for me.
Okay.
What about you, Anna?
Yeah, no.
You knew we were going to ask, right?
Okay. She's never calling
She's
the show
never
again.
Calling your show again.
Just FYI. Feel it.
Anna, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I set a room on fire because I didn't get invited to a party.
Okay.
That's a little kid.
Has to be a little kid, right? That's not
set
really
a room
able
on fire?
To fully handle our emotions.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you're both saying little kid.
Yeah.
All right.
I was a little kid.
Yep.
You got it, Anna.
Yep.
2 out of 3. That's a winner for us. Let's hear what happened here.
I was about 8 years old, and my older sister got invited to a neighbor's birthday party, but I didn't. I apparently wasn't happy about it because I took a lighter to the invitation that was in the room.
Okay.
And caught the room on fire. Thankfully, the house didn't burn down, but that was the last time I touched a lighter until adulthood.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. Wow. To be fair, she wasn't intentionally trying to burn the house down.
Yeah. To be fair. Wanted,
she was just having like a little birthday party invitation bonfire.
She was like, listen, if I'm not invited, no one is.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. Oh, she's 8, though. Wow.
Anna, you've been a doll. I hope that your wedding is glorious.
It's going to be magical. Stop. Don't even mention the wedding night.
No,
we don't need,
it'll be fine.
We don't need to give her wishes for that.
No,
it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be working out.
Everything will work out just the way it needs
Everything's
going to
be great.
All right, Anna, congrats again. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hang on.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
No, she's never calling here again.
She
suffered through a lot.
and
for that, I applaud her.
Listen, these are all questions we all had pop into our head.
No, we didn't. Not all of us had those questions. No, we just knew that they popped in your head.
It's a part of natural conversation.
It's not a part of natural conversation. It is not a part of natural conversation.
Have you ever tried to sleep naked?
Oh, no!
You never have.
No.
You have
no.
Met.
No, I mean, you know, not what? For the entire night.
You know what? You're a liar. You are a liar. You are a liar. All right, anyways, little kid, drunk adult, we need more of your submissions.
Yeah, so send us a little voice note. Just take your little phone, record it, give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, and finish the story. Email it, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Of course, 22 years since the September 11th attacks. And everyone knows, obviously, it's 9/11. But I don't know if you knew this, but just a few days ago, a couple more victims were actually identified thanks to DNA testing of their remains.
Wow.
Crazy that 22 years later, and there's still some that are unidentified. But it was the 1648th and 1649th. Victims. The names are being withheld, but a man and a woman there have been identified there through advanced DNA testing. So
will they add their names then to the memorial?
I mean, if the family releases the names and allows that, yeah, I would imagine.
I think they should be if they can. Yeah.
Yeah, I would 100% say that. In lighter news, it is it is also National Emergency Responders Day today. So, you know, if you know one or one is in your life, give them a tip of the hat for everything that they do. It is also today. It was like National Make Your Bed Day. It's like something dumb like
Make
that.
Your Bed Day?
It's like National Make Your Bed Day.
No one's going to celebrate that. Because
what do you
there
mean
more
no one's gonna...
there's more significant things about today.
Well, like I said, in lighter news, if that's what you want. So anyways, you can always DM us. DM's always open at Ben and Kelly Show. Send us something. We will also turn it around and toss it out to our listeners. See, maybe we can help you out there.
So Travis said, hey, Ben and Kelly, this may seem like a weird question, but that's what you're here for, right? LOL.
That's right, Travis.
But how would you suggest I convince my girlfriend to give me her passwords to her Snapchat and email?
Oh.
We're both recent grads in our 20s and trying to navigate this whole adult thing, balancing relationships and building our careers.
All right.
We've been seeing each other for about a year. There's been this underlying trust issue, though, from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe as a sign of honesty, she should be able to give me access to her social media if I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't asked her yet, and I haven't figured out how. I can't really tell her, hey, don't trust you when you say you're not talking to other guys, so can I have your passwords without sounding like a psycho?
Okay.
So if I'm honest, I would probably do one deep dive and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're in an exclusive relationship and she's always laughed any of this off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm beginning to think I'm just the naive, nice guy who looks the other way while his girlfriend makes a fool of him behind his back.
No.
I don't want it to be true, but I want to be able to go to sleep at night knowing she's not playing me.
Mm.
So how do I phrase it so I don't come off as insecure and offend her?
Mm-hmm.
What if she doesn't give them to me? I feel like that's proof she's up to no good, right? How did you have the conversation with your spouse and how did it go? Do you have your partner's passwords? If not, obviously, it's not a red flag. So how did you get over the trust issue part? If I ask her and there's nothing sketch, does that make it worse? Sorry if I've got a lot of questions and I'm rambling, but thanks for any help you can give.
Wow, Travis.
First of all, to answer one of his questions, I've never had the conversation with my husband to have all of his passwords.
Okay, so that wasn't an actual out loud conversation like, hey,
no.
I'm going to need your passwords.
Yes, no. Uh-uh.
Has your husband ever given you a reason?
No.
Yeah, so, I mean... No. That's, I think, a little bit different because I guess it sounds like Travis's girlfriend gave him a reason.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's not necessarily clear either. He just says that there's been trust issues from the jump. I don't know what that means, though.
From the start.
Yeah. No. I know what that part means. I don't know why there are trust issues. He didn't explain like she did something that, you know, she slipped up, she cheated or whatever. And so now I don't trust her.
No,
he didn't say anything like that.
Yeah, it sounds like that other guys or the murmur of other guys have always been around in their relationship from when he's like, hey, I don't trust you when you say you're not talking to other guys, so can I have your passwords? So you can't out and say that.
No, because then she'd be like,
no.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, and you guys have what? What did he say? Been dating about a year? Is that what he said?
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, you're dating, so I don't know if it's a rite of passage to have them when you're married. I know that.
Well, do you have your wives?
I mean, a lot of our stuff is already saved in browsers. So,
yeah.
It's like if I wanted to, I could probably access her stuff, but I don't, again, kind of like you, I don't need to. I don't feel the need to. So, but I've never had a conversation of, hey, I'm going to need your password. And, you know, I got to be honest, like if someone was like, hey, what's the password to your wife's, you know, such and such account? I don't know if I could give it to you.
Yeah.
But at the same,
I don't know it either.
Yeah. But,
and I know like for we've kind of had, there is a piece of paper where a lot of that is written down in case, you know, something happens and we need to know how to get into accounts and all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God forbid.
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason, but it's not for invading privacy.
So are we saying let's just chill a second?
Yeah, Travis? I feel like it's an unreasonable request. I mean, he's just going to have to trust that she is conducting herself honorably in the relationship. And if she gives you more reasons to have trust issues, then you talk to her about that.
I don't think having passwords are equal to having trust in a relationship. I don't think they're on the same level. I don't think you need to have one to have the other.
Jacqueline says if you're having trouble trusting for whatever reasons, I believe it's your intuition on high alert trying to tell you this isn't for you. Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, look, it sounds like he does have, Travis, you do have a lot of questions. And no, Kelly and I have never had the, hey, give me your passwords or else talk with our spouses.
Or else I'll just assume that you're sus.
Obviously you're sus and something sketches up if you're not going to give me your passwords.
Yes. No, I feel like if that's the situation you're in, you need to get to the root of why there are trust issues and discuss that.
Yeah.
Because you should be able to be in a relationship with someone to where you're not worried about what they're doing on social media.
Well, and the passwords to online accounts, like, you guys aren't married. She doesn't know what you're going to do with that stuff. Not to say that you're going to do anything sketch with that stuff.
But yes, if you guys break up.
If you break up, right? And she doesn't get to changing all of her passwords right away and you then hack into something. You know, I'm thinking obviously worst case scenario here, but it could happen.
Kelly points out trust and privacy are two different things. That's very true.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of saying earlier, where they're not kind of the same thing. So
yeah, and Amanda's like, been married 14 years, have no need for passwords. Grow up, LOL.
I mean, if you really want to, you could probably search on her browser what she's searching. I don't know if that makes it any better or not.
I don't yet know. Let's not do covert investigations. If we have trust issues, let's talk about the trust issues.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you want to be boring about it.
If you want to be bored, listen, if you want to have a future with this person, you're going to need to figure out why there are trust issues.
Right.
Put that to bed once and for all.
Right. All right. Well, yeah. So basically, Travis, what we're saying is you don't need to ask her for the passwords.
No.
You need to get to the bottom of why you have trust issues.
You need to have a conversation.
Yep. If you have a story about discovering something because you found their password or you got into their social media,
if you'd like to make a case for getting the passwords.
Right. If you want to throw more doubt into Travis's poor little brain, give us a call. Let us share that story. 502-795-1997.
And Travis, he didn't mean you have a little brain. That's
no.
He said
sorry, that sounded a little condescending. I know, I did. So on the heels of Travis's DM to us about wanting to get his girlfriend's passwords for all of her email and social media accounts, we get this from a listener. I recently found that my spouse has been having private conversations with someone of the opposite sex, and this has been going on for years. In my spouse's DM, my spouse stated in the conversation thread several times that they're just friends. However, the other person continually flirts, calls my spouse babe, says things like, "You will always be in my heart and soul," asks how our marriage is going, and even tells my spouse that they talk about my spouse with their friends. Oh, I wow. asked him about this, and I get the, "We're just friends, so trust your gut." Oh, gosh.
Okay. Well, okay, but have the conversation. Is that kind of the was that the argument for getting the passwords and doing the snooping? Or are we still just talking about it?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Yeah, Jacqueline says, "I know couples that can ask the other to show them their recent messages or whatever on social media just at any moment they want to, and they are willingly, they'll willingly open it up and show it to them without changing anything first. But they don't share passwords."
Right? Okay.
So all meaning like, "Hey, let me see your messages." That still sounds like you're insecure about what's happening. And again,
well, yeah. And Jacqueline also said, if you're having trouble trusting for whatever reasons, I believe it's your intuition on high alert. So, you know, just have access to her stuff is not going to make him trust him anymore.
Right.
It's going to make him obsessive with looking for reasons to walk away.
Jessica said, "Coming from a female who was married for 8 years and ended up trusting her intuition and caught him doing something he shouldn't have been doing, just go with your gut." So, Travis, a lot of people are just saying, yeah, not to come back around and say the same thing that we said, you know, 5 minutes ago, but trust your gut on it.
and have the conversation. Talk to her, though.
Yeah. All right, man. But some interesting warnings from some listeners who've kind of been in your situation. 99.70 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We not only celebrated the birth of Olivia Rodrigo's album Guts over the weekend, but apparently we celebrated the fact that Rihanna and ASAP Rocky, obviously they had a birth of their son, their second son, on August 1st. We learned about later, but we just learned his name. It's Riot Rose Mayers. So there you go. And then also Elon Musk and Grimes. Remember Grimes?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Apparently, they now have a third child. No one really knows how old or when this child came into existence. But the child's name is Techno Mechanicus.
That's great.
Am I saying it right?
Yeah. Techno Mechanicus.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Which, you know what? I feel as though probably not going to have anybody else in class with that name.
Probably not.
Hashtag unique.
Yes. Hashtag unique.
I mean, my parents thought Kelly was an unusual name when I was born. Mm. 5 Kellys in my first grade class.
But had they named you like something
Techno
like...
Mechanicus?
Yeah, Techno Mechanicus. I think that... Yeah. Yeah, Kelly is a very...
That would have stood the test of time.
I think normal name?
Yeah. Yeah. This one stands out a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, so this also... So they have two others, right?
Yeah.
Their son... It's just a bunch of symbols, like X...
I know.
X-A-E-A-12.
I'm not sure then they have a daughter...
Xa, so there's son X, daughter Xa.
I'm just hoping that they're homeschooling them, because as a teacher, I just wouldn't want to be in the teacher's shoes to figure out how to pronounce the names.
I mean, I think X and Xa are pretty easy.
Okay.
If we're thinking about it.
Well, and so is Techno.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Techno is pretty easy to say.
Yeah, so... yeah, I mean, but let's be honest, you know, they're probably not going to be going to public school anyways, so.
Probably not. Yeah. Do you think maybe that he goes through by Mechanicus, his middle name? You know, sometimes they go by their middle name.
I don't know.
So I'm wondering if he's going to go by Techno or Mechanicus.
Or TMM, his initials.
Or Tech Mech.
Yeah.
Maybe you could, like, a little nickname made of both. Tech-Mec.
Ah, yeah.
That could be.
You're on to something.
Tech-Mec Musk.
Okay.
It's got a... It rolls off the tongue a little bit, doesn't it?
All right. So, again, congrats to Olivia Rodrigo on her birth of her second album, Guts.
Uh-huh.
Rihanna and A$AP Rocky's son, Riot, who we just learned the name. And Grimes and Elon Musk's third child.
Technomechanicus.
There you go. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Of course, the Jonas Brothers are coming to Lexington here next week, I believe. And we've got a little trivia night going down on Thursday. Dave and Buster's here in St. Matthews. So you can actually first, second, and third place trivia winners will walk away with tickets. So that ain't bad. Emily, our afternoon host, will be hosting the trivia night. Again, that is this Thursday out at Dave and Buster's on 99.7 DJX. And
speaking of Jonas Brothers, Joe looked kind of visibly emotional at the show at Dodger Stadium, and he's kind of addressed the craziness that's been in the news with the crowd, and just like, it's been a crazy week, but unless you hear it from my mouth, you know, don't believe everything that you hear that's going on out there. And then he sang the song Hesitate, which is he wrote for his soon to be ex-wife, and he got lots of hugs throughout the show from his brothers.
I just want to say, look, if you don't hear it from these lips, don't believe it, okay? Thank you, everyone, for the love and support. So me and my family love you guys.
Wow, yeah. I mean, it must be hard continuing to do your job.
Yes.
When, you know, it's to entertain people when you're going through something so personal like that, you know?
Well, yeah. And then to sing the songs that you wrote for your wife, especially when it's all crumbling apart.
Yeah.
So that's got to be very, very difficult.
Yeah. So Jonas Brothers, the tour, September 29th, Rupp Arena. Your chance to win those tickets on Thursday night with Jonas Brothers, the trivia night. That is coming up on Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. All right. This is a setting the bar story. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, these schemes sometimes to make money are extremely complex, you know, like the pyramid schemes and all that stuff. Well, and those are illegal, too. Wait till you hear what this lady went to earn over $7 million. Again, illegal, so this is why it's a setting the bar story. So if you can be manage to make it through the day without being hired for a job and never actually showing up, you're doing okay.
Oh,
and you're
okay.
Like, well, this sounds like the perfect crime. I mean, this is great.
But how did they not get fired?
So it's a wage fraud scheme. So this woman held 16 jobs for 3 years, never showed up for any of them. Apparently, she would pass jobs to friends and then earn commissions on them. So she would get the job, then give them to someone else.
So someone else is actually showing up, but
yes,
as her?
Yeah, I guess so. But
and then just giving her a cut or something?
And
it's like,
yeah,
who's going to do that unless they're getting paid too?
Right, exactly. So this scheme was worth about $7 million, and it fell apart when the CEO realized one of his employees also worked for another company at the exact same time.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's kind of a ring woman in all this. 53 people total had been,
my gosh,
yeah, connected with this case. So,
wow, yeah, that sounds really complicated.
I know, that's
and
what I'm
it's
saying.
Like, was there a spreadsheet to keep track of
it all? I know, how do you keep track of all this, right?
And like, okay, so this person is me at this company, and this person is me at this company.
I know, and it's like a really complex, way over my head, and I'm like, well, okay, well, more
and then
power
are you,
to her,
are you
I guess.
Catching up with all, are you like checking in going, are you being a good me at that job? Like, are you a good employee, or is this reflecting badly on me?
Yeah, I know, that would be tough.
I mean, wow. Mm-hmm. That is it does hurt the brain.
It hurts the brain, right?
It hurts the brain.
Right.
That is so much to keep track of. Just get one job and show up.
Well, she
it's
decided
less to worry about.
She was going to be the middle person in all this and earned a nice hefty salary because of it. So
broker the work, but not do any of the work.
I guess so. Yeah.
But then that sounds like a lot of work.
I know. Yes. Again, I mean, I'm happy doing this, so we're good, right?
It was almost like she was her own temp agency a little bit. You know, I'm going to find work for all these people. I'm just going to say it's me.
You're right.
Like, they'll hire me, and I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to find you someone just as good as me, and they're going to show up as me, and it's all going to be good, and everyone's going to pay me. What a great plan.
There you go. That is your setting the bar story. So, yeah, just try to make it through the day without being hired for a job and never actually showing up.
But still getting paid?
But, oh, God, that sounds like
everyone's like, sign me up.
They're like, I know, right?
That's not a bad idea.
That's a feel-good story.
Hashtag genius.
I know, right? All right, it's 99.7 DJX. You got a fast car. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Anything that you may have missed from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. And everything from, like, group therapy, which, man, that had its own theme song today.
It did. That she has her theme song. Lily Let's Take Two Girls has a theme song.
Yeah, remember The Simple Life?
Uh-huh.
With Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Lily has found herself in such a situation where she's living that farm life, but she's not loving that farm life.
Yeah, she was thinking it was going to be cute, mm-hmm. and it's hard work,
yeah.
and it's a lot. She loves her husband, but she's just kind of figuring out, like, what do? I hate my life, but I love him.
Yeah.
So is there a compromise there? There are a couple of things to check out on the website. You can see Joe Jonas kind of addressing the crazy week that he's had on stage. You got Ed Sheeran, who unfortunately had to cancel his Las Vegas show an hour before showtime, despite the fact people were braving 90-degree heat lining up all day.
Yeah, he said it was a safety issue. There was, like, some part of his stage, like, structure that was not able to be secured.
Right. Something happened when they were loading it in the venue, and so it wasn't, like, super sound structurally.
Yeah.
So he had to postpone it. They've already set a new date in October. But while he was in Vegas, he crashed a wedding.
Did he really?
Sure did.
Ah,
swung by like a Vegas chapel and celebrated a couple, which is fun. You can see that video on the website as well, WDJX.com. And then Mr. Captain America, Chris Evans, got married.
Oh, he got married, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's officially off the market. He's kind of like one of those guys like in Hollywood I just thought would never get married, kind of like George Clooney. But then he got married, so stranger things have happened.
Chris
Evans is now a married man.
All right, look at that. All right, well, catch up on that stuff on the website, WDJX.com. Anything else, Kelly?
No, and then, of course, you know, we should make sure that we take some time to pause and reflect at some point about 9/11. It's been 22 years, and you can read about the fact that two more victims were just identified 22 years later, thanks to advanced DNA testing. And again, just, you know, remembering what this day is about, we will never forget.